Officials from the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation Department faced tough questioning Wednesday on Capitol Hill before a Senate subcommittee over their regulation of aircraft safety. The hearing follows the crash of two Boeing 737 MAX planes, one in Indonesia last October, the other in Ethiopia earlier this month. Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts accused FAA Acting Administrator Daniel Elwell of allowing Boeing to sell critical safety features as optional extras to airlines.
So you don't think that they should have been mandatory? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you just said? They should not have been mandatory?
Sir, I'm saying that any
yes
safety
or no. Should they have been mandatory? Yes or no?
Sir, the distinction between what goes in a flight deck and what stays out is a discussion, and whether or not a display is safety critical or not is a distinction that FAA is qualified to make.
Joining us now on the phone from his home in Connecticut is Ralph Nader, who has a long history of consumer rights activism. He also has a deeply personal connection to this story. One of the people who perished in the Ethiopian Airlines crash just a few weeks ago was his grandniece, Samia Stumo. Mr. Nader, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Diane.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Tell us a little.
She was an extraordinary person, just 24 years old, with a master's out of University of Copenhagen in global health. She was a leader. She had compassion, intellectual rigor. Huge number of friends turned out for her commemoration on Sunday in Massachusetts. And we'll never know how many lives she could have saved over the next 50 years.
As you've been following the aftermath of this tragedy, what struck you about the way that the safety certification system works for these major aircraft makers?
Well, it induces criminal negligence by the aircraft manufacturer because the FAA is not a regulator. It's a delegator. Under pressure from the Bush, Obama, Trump administrations, the FAA was pushed to delegate the inspection process to the assembly floor and to the Boeing company in Washington State. And that's not regulation, that's surrender. And it's called deregulation. And in this case, deregulation meant death. President Trump kept pushing the budget to be reduced for the FAA, the staff to be reduced for the FAA. So people were left without protection. They think that when they fly, the FAA is their guardian angel. And they better think twice about that.
Now, the FAA Administrator Elwell told the lawmakers yesterday that it just wouldn't be practical to have government inspectors do all the certification work. And he says the agency has to work with company employees. I mean, do you buy that?
No. They let Boeing pick the inspector. So one inspector, who's a Boeing employee, will say this part meets the standard. The other one says, representing the U.S. government, I agree. They don't represent the U.S. government or the FAA. They're employed by Boeing. So this is what allowed Boeing, in the words of Business Week, to push an aging design back in the 60s when the 737 was first designed, to push an aging design beyond its limits. And once they tried to catch up with Airbus, which was selling a big order to American Airlines, Boeing panicked. Instead of starting a new plane, which they had planned, by the way, a few years ago, they tried to fix the 737 with larger engines that were pushed forward and up, and that destabilized the plane, as Jim Ciroli just said in his report. And once that plane had a propensity to stall, which is pretty deadly, Boeing prepared software, which was inadequate. They had one sensor. Airbus has three sensors. A sensor costs less than $2,000 in a $120 million plane, and they didn't communicate it to the pilots. Imagine that. And the technical manual was called by one pilot criminally insufficient. In a hotline report to NASA's ACRS, there's a special hotline. It's important that Chairman Peter DeFazio of the House Transportation Committee is going to hold hearings pretty soon. He's calling for whistleblowers. And Connecticut has a lot of experts in this area. United Technology, Pratt & Whitney, they use GE engines on the 737 MAX. And they should come forward to Senator Blumenthal, who is going to strengthen the corporate criminal laws here. Believe it or not, Diane, there is no criminal penalty in the Federal Aviation Act. But that's the only thing that these top managers understand. They were kept pushing the engineers faster, 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 faster. And who are they going to blame now? They've got to blame the managers.
Let me jump in for a moment. And in the few minutes we have left, I'd just like to get your comments on your thoughts about the spotlight that congressional committees are bringing to bear on the problem. Are you satisfied?
No, because they're focusing on the software, which wasn't necessary if the plane was built in a stable fashion. Now they got to go to the defective design. This plane cannot be allowed to continue to be built. There's 5,000 orders. Anybody who flies is going to be exposed. The plane itself is defective in terms of its aerodynamic stability. And what Boeing's got to do is go back to the drawing board and start building the new plane that they originally wanted to build. Otherwise, this Boeing 737 MAX is going to have a stigma. There's going to be a consumer boycott. And what company is going to be able to survive that kind of thing?
In a minute we have left, can you just say briefly what you think the mechanism is that could bring some kind of accountability to the system?
It's for the FAA to be authorized to decertify this plane and not delegate it, and to order a new plane to be built if it's going to replace the 737 and compete with the Airbus. They were in tremendous rush to compete with the Airbus, and 347 people, innocent people, have died in two crashes in 6 months. It's enough.
Well, we'll have to wrap it up there. Thank you. Ralph Nader is consumer protection advocate and former presidential candidate. He lost his grandniece, Samia Stumo, in the Ethiopian Airlines crash. He joined us from his home in Connecticut. Mr. Nader, thanks for your time.
We'll be in Canton at Barnes & Noble at 1 p.m. on Saturday for further discussion.
Thank you. This is Connecticut Public Radio News.